Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. We're right back at you
Wednesday,
May 19th.
Wow, May 19th already.
Yeah.
It's Gemini season.
It is, right?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. When is your birthday? In January? Oh, June, right?
Gemini.
June what?
15th.
Oh, wow.
So you're between both my kids. The day LA opens.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's easy to remember.
Special birthday.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Very exciting.
Are you going to do anything for your birthday?
Yeah, a couple of friends are taking me out to dinner.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
we're going to go to Delilah's.
Where's Delilah's
at? I have no idea. I think West Hollywood, maybe. It's like a super fancy place.
Oh,
my friend's
wow.
like, I want to take you here. So.
Yeah, and you like that kind of stuff. You like upscale restaurants.
Yeah, I like it all. I also love like a shitty corner pub with good food.
Right.
Yeah.
But you said you used to work at like high-end restaurants. You like that kind of eating.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Cool. Well, what kind of food, you know, American or what?
To be honest, I don't know.
You don't know. Well, maybe you should look it up, you know?
I know. I feel like I did, but since my sister was here last week, I've looked at so many menus, I don't remember anything.
Did you go with her to any good restaurants?
We did. I took her to Larchmont Bungalow, which is not a super fancy place, but it's in Silver Lake. And they have this cute little like outdoor dining area with like little tables, and there's like trees, and they have like little herb gardens, and it's really cute, and the food's really good. Mm. And then I took her to Beverly Hills Hotel, which had a beautiful ambiance. We went to the Polo Lounge. Beautiful ambiance, but subpar food.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the food was just okay. The dessert was wonderful, but the food was just okay. It was like $50 for a bowl of pasta kind of place. You're like, noodles are literally the cheapest thing ever. You know, like I got a tofu dish that was like, I think $55, and there was like three pieces of tofu in it.
Wow.
I was like, this whole dish probably cost them like $1 to make.
Yeah, you know.
You know, I mean, you get a whole brick of tofu for like $1.50. It's the cheapest thing that you can eat.
I know. That's one thing about restaurants. You know, I mean, I like them, but they overcharge for everything, you know.
Sure.
And then especially drinks, too. I mean, they kill you with the drinks, you know.
Yes. You can buy many bottles of alcohol for for the price of one alcohol bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is like Israelis is in general are not drinkers, you know.
Mm.
So when we go to dinner, we don't really have like an alcohol bill or something, you know.
Sure.
But because I'm thinking if we did, man, you'd pay like three times as much for your check, you know.
I feel like the Israelis I know were definitely drinkers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting because, from what I've seen, we never have like booze bills, you know, no matter who I
so
go
funny.
With.
So funny. There's always a booze bill in America.
Yeah, right?
Always. Every time I go out with my brother, I'm just like, Jesus. I'm like, all right.
I know. Said I'd they take charge you to dinner, so much, but, you know, for the drinks. You know, it makes no sense.
I know.
It's There's
wild.
So much profit in that, you know?
Especially places like New York and LA. Like in Philly, you can get really affordable drinks. Like you can get cocktails for $10 or less.
Really?
You know?
Oh.
Whereas in LA is a little bit better than New York. Not as good as Philly, but better than New York. In New York, the cocktails at the restaurant I worked at were like $25-$30.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine a bill like that when you finish the dinner.
Yeah, I could get like two salads at Sweet Green for that price.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, again.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Listen, we got a full show today. There's a lot to talk about, but sometimes I have a song on my mind that I like to play a little bit.
Yeah.
So let me show you what's been on my mind like for, I don't know if I played this before or not. I don't think
Maybe.
So.
Maybe.
I don't think
what's
so,
the
but
song?
Tell me if you know the song.
We come on this loop, John B.
You know the song, The Beach Boys?
I know the song, yeah.
It's all I've been singing, even while I'm sleeping.
It's funny when that happens.
Yeah. No, but it's true.
Well, I feel so broken. I wanna go home.
I never even knew it was them when I heard the song.
So hoist up the John B. sail. See how the mainsail sets. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. I wanna go home. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I feel so broke up.
Okay, so that's that.
I love the Beach Boys.
They're good, right?
So good, yeah.
I know. It's like I rediscovered them recently. So it's like I play it all the time now.
I know, right?
Especially this song, because it's like I haven't heard it that many times in my life. So mm-hmm. I like when I discover new songs, I play them to death, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But, I do that too.
But I'm serious. I mean, during the night, you know, if I like wake up and go pee or something, it's like, yeah, I have the song in my mind, you know?
I know,
and then
what you
when
mean,
I wake
though,
up in the morning.
Like when you say you hear it even in your sleep, like I definitely have heard songs in my sleep. I've definitely, when I waitressed, I would leave shifts at work and go home, and then my whole dream that night was me waitressing. And then I'd wake up like, fuck, like so mad that I just like waitressed during my entire night's rest.
Right. Yeah. I know. Sometimes it's like, and if you sleep in a little bit, or when I do, I start getting like some, like just like hallucination like things, right?
Yes.
Like you get like shapes and shit in your head. You don't know what the hell. Later, I can't even describe what I saw, you know?
Yeah, totally.
What I was dreaming.
Yeah, totally.
You're kind of like in the twilight, you know?
Yeah.
Isn't
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Dreams are so weird.
They really are, you know?
I had a wild one the other day. That like I was able to levitate, and I was like at my mom's house, and I kept just like putting my arms up and then like focusing really hard, and I could just like lift up off the
ground. Like fly, right?
Kind
wow,
of fly.
Wow, I used to have the exact same thing.
Yeah. And then I went to her front door, and there was like this weird like ship on her lawn, and these people were like hiding against the house, and I heard them say, go to the side so she can't see us. And then they start trying to open the front door. And I was like, wait. I was like, don't. I was like, let me just ask you some questions first.
Right.
And so I closed the door and locked it on them. Then I went upstairs and I talked to my sister. And I was like, so there's this thing I can do. And there's people outside. Should I go with them? And I ended up going with them. And I'm in this like weird like church thing. And I like move into one of the rooms that they had there. And there was somebody's clothes that were already in the dresser. And I was like, whose are these? And the person I was bunking with was like, oh, that's like whatever her name was. And I was like, well, what happened to her? They're like, she died here. And then I woke up. I was like, ah.
That's a lot of detail you remember. You
oh,
know?
Yeah, totally. Well, I always do for the most part.
That's funny.
It's creepy.
Yeah, dreams are weird, man.
So weird. They can make you feel things about things that you don't actually feel about the thing.
Right.
You know, like even a sex dream, like it could be somebody you're not even interested in at all.
And it just pops up.
And
in
the dream, you're like into it, and you wake up and you're like, what? Like, that's not it. That's not where I'm at.
Yeah. Unless it's someone you like, and then you're like in love already, you know?
Yeah. But how often does that
and
ever
happen?
They
don't
happen?
Even know you exist.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh man, those dreams never happen.
I know, man.
I wish they could happen.
I know.
Never.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to LA opening up, you know. I mean, already they're allowing people without masks, if they're vaccinated, to be indoors, right?
Yeah.
Without a mask. And, but people are like debating this. It seems like some people don't want to get rid of the masks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the hell is wrong with that, you know? But they're like that.
I think some people are just unsure of other people actually being vaccinated or whatever.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, the thing is, the only people that need to be worried is the people that have not been vaccinated yet.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that you can still get it if you're vaccinated.
Well, but apparently people don't think so if they're letting you, like, go inside without a mask,
yeah,
they must feel that it's pretty safe, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So, I don't know, man, but it's...
I mean, I'm still wearing one around the hallways of my building and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
No, I know. I mean, when I go inside places, I wear it. But I guess where it's expected, you know?
Yeah.
Then I wear it. Sometimes it gives you a little feeling of...
Like security.
Yeah, like security and stuff. But, yeah. You know.
We've been conditioned for like a year and exactly. a half. It's hard to just like take it off.
Exactly.
It feels weird.
Yeah. And I'm sure some people will continue to wear them a long time, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on, but I'd like to see the end of it soon, you know?
Yeah.
And then here we are like turning the corner and then you have India having like record cases and deaths, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they have, let me tell you, they've had 25 million cases and 283,000 fatalities already.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a lot, you know? And they, they burn the bodies for the most part. So you see it just like, like outside things, and you know, I don't know what you call them, like platforms or something, you know, where they just lay the body and they burn it. Can you imagine the smell?
Yeah, it's not.
It's got to be unbelievable, right?
Yeah. Ugh. When I worked at my dad's office when I was a kid, he used to have this little zapper that would zap warts off. And it smelled like burning
like skin,
flesh.
Right?
Yeah, and it always just stunk up the office. God. It was terrible.
I know.
Disgusting.
Wow, man. So I can't imagine people having to do that work, but apparently some people do, you know?
Yikes.
Yeah. So how are you doing? Everything good?
Yeah, I think so.
You happy with life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I could really use like a solid few day break with nothing to do and no one to expect me anywhere.
Yeah.
It would be good.
That would be nice.
You
huh?
know, just like 3 days. That's all I need.
You can't put 3 days together without...
I have too much class and rehearsal. We have we're in this section right now with Mother Goose nursery rhymes, and we have to take these nursery rhymes and turn them into scripts that make complete sense.
Right.
It's really difficult, actually. And everyone has to pick one to direct, and then they have to act in somebody's, or you can act in your own. So what went from like one rehearsal between classes, so like 2 to 3 a week, is now like 6 rehearsals a week. It's a lot of rehearsal.
Yeah.
I'm like constantly rehearsing.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Well, but you're learning, you know what I mean?
I'm learning.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for not, you know. I mean,
no, it's not for nothing. It's just, when it rains, it pours, right? Like all of my whole schedule all kind of came through at the same week.
Well, you should be grateful, you know. It beats sitting around not doing anything. Maybe it's nice for a couple days or
something. Yeah, that's all I want is a couple days doing nothing, go to the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to the pool yesterday. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, it was nice and sunny yesterday.
Oh, it was
right?
so sunny. We got out of work early and I just... My roommate and I went. We just did laps for an hour. It was great.
Yeah. Wow.
So good.
Very cool.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Get yourself a pool.
Yeah. Can't argue with that, huh?
No.
I know. I'd love to go to the pool. Last time I was is when we went to Lake Havasu a few weeks ago. Mm. And that was nice, but my brother has a pool, but they never invite me to the pool, you know?
Why not?
Because they probably don't use it either, you know?
That's so crazy.
It's just there, you know? I've never seen them use it, you know?
That's a shame. You should be like, hey, can I come use your pool?
Well, I'm sure they would let me, you know, but...
go do it. Why?
That's true. I can talk them into it.
It's your sibling.
Yeah, let's do a pool day one day, you know?
Yeah.
They always barbecue and stuff, you
know. Yeah, why not?
They like to do stuff.
I'd be like, you guys stay in the house. I'm going to use your pool for a few hours.
Yeah. That's true.
You can't beat a pool.
No, really.
I know it's not the eco-friendly thing to say.
Why?
It's a lot of water usage, a lot of electricity, but...
Yeah.
It's all I want, though. It's all I want is a pool.
Well, maybe if you think hard enough about it, maybe you'll get it, you know?
Yeah, manifest it. I mean, I have one now.
Yeah.
It's just if I get a home one day.
Yeah.
But why even have a home without a pool?
Because you can't afford one?
I know. There's that part, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, you know? But, you know, if you invest your money, but don't put it in crypto because, fuck, man... Everybody I know is like losing money right and left on crypto now,
I heard
including
that.
Myself. I sold most of my stuff last week because both the stocks and the crypto are taking a hit. And I said, enough of this shit.
I heard tech had a big drop too.
Yeah, yeah. So, so I sold everything and then I went and bought some Ethereum, which is like crypto.
Yeah, I heard that's a good one.
Which I made some money on, right?
Yeah.
When I sold everything. It sort of made up for the losses.
Sure.
But now it's down to almost half. Everything's fucking dropped since Musk came out and said, well, we're not going to use Bitcoin after all for Tesla.
Yikes.
Every time this guy farts, it either goes up or down, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
And people are criticizing him. They're saying, you know you have this power. Why don't you just fucking shut up, you know?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, I've liked the guy, you know, but come on, man. Give us a fucking break.
Now you're changing your mind a little.
Give us a break, you shit.
I heard Amazon is buying or trying to buy MGM for $9 billion.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't heard of that, but that's interesting.
$9
billion. Yeah.
I'm like, can I just have like
A little bit of it?
Just a little bit.
Right.
Like 10%.
That's not asking for a lot.
No.
Even 1% would be enough for you. No?
Sure. I'll take it.
All right, well.
Maybe like 5%.
Okay.
What's 5% of 9 billion? It's a lot.
5% of 9 billion would be about 450,000 probably.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Not enough for you.
No, no, no.
No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. 450 million, no?
Okay, I could rock with that.
No, that would be 10%. So 4.5 million.
Okay, I could. That I could.
Or 45 million. I don't know. I'm getting confused now.
Yeah, I could make that work.
Let's see, 45 times 100. Yeah, that would be it, I think.
Yeah. I could probably make that work.
I don't know.
Just a little. Yeah. A little bit. It's fine.
No, I'm pretty sure it's 45 million. So that would be like 1%. That would be enough for you, right? Or would that just cover your house pretty much, your estate?
Yeah, I want some wiggle room.
You want some wiggle room. Okay.
There's like a $5 million house I want to buy in San Marino.
Really?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's on the market and you want it?
It's on the market.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Beautiful. It's absolutely stunning.
I don't even look at stuff like that because I know I'm never going to get it.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
I do.
Nice to fantasize, huh? Yeah.
Manifest. Manifest.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you marry someone who had that much money if you weren't that into him?
No.
No, really?
I couldn't do it.
Really? Even for that, huh?
No.
Wow.
I'd rather have my own money. Somebody else's money doesn't.
No, I know. I know. But what if it doesn't work for you? You know what I mean? You're talking about $5 million just for the house, right?
It's fine.
It's hard to.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Right. You'll make it.
Yeah, I'll make it.
Okay.
It's good. I'll be all right.
No, but I think you're right. You know, I mean, to be with someone you don't like is a terrible thing.
Yeah, plus I just don't want to do that, and I also wouldn't want somebody else to like give their heart away to somebody who just wanted them for their money.
Yeah.
That sucks. I don't know that I could do that.
Yeah.
I just want my own money. That's not saying I want to marry someone broke. I want someone who has their own money as well.
Right.
You know, but I don't want to have to depend on them, and I don't want them to depend on me.
Right.
I want to be completely financially independent.
Right.
Yeah, that's okay. What I want.
All right.
I'm hoping that karma blesses me for my good intentions.
Yeah, why not? That's the way it works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the universe listens to people who don't have enough money, who want millions.
Yeah.
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah, sure.
It's good.
Wow. Yeah, I know, man. Money is, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
You know?
But
a lot of people are struggling too, you know, right now.
I know.
Mm.
Man.
Yeah. I know. So.
It's just so nice to have. Like last week I got a double flat tire.
Uh-huh.
My, when the valet pulled my car up at the Beverly Hills Hotel, he said, "Your back tire's flat. I'm going to go fill it." So I went to have somebody look at it. It turns out I had a razor blade in it. And then I had a nail in my front tire. So I had to get a new tire and they get a tire plug. And like, you know, a few years ago, I would have been pulling my hair out like, I don't have the money to fix this. It's not even that much money. But like, I was living so on the edge of like not having enough to cover everything. Right. And like, I'm in a place now where like, I mean, I'm not rolling in it, but I'm definitely in a comfortable position where I was like, yeah, go ahead. Whatever needs to get fixed, fix it.
Wow. I was just, when you told me that, I'm like, how do you get the car anywhere when you have two flats, you know? I mean, you can have a guy come to you, but then you have only one spare.
Yeah.
So what do you do then?
The guy filled it with air. It was, luckily, it was just a slow leak.
Okay.
So I got it to Firestone.
Oh, okay.
And then they fixed it.
Hmm. Which guy filled it, by the way?
The guy at Beverly Hills Hotel. He went and got
He took the car and, wow. Yeah.
Isn't that so nice?
Yeah.
So nice.
Very nice. I mean, that's going way beyond.
Yeah. It's like, that's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe that's the instructions there, you know?
Maybe.
Treat our customers like kings and queens.
He was like so cool about it too.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking, you know, I mean, somebody might have told him something if he's not supposed to do it, you know? Just leaving his post at the valet and going to do this.
No, I don't think so. He was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I think normally that's what would happen, no? I mean, the guy just takes off in the car and comes back later.
Maybe they had an air pump on premises.
I doubt it.
I mean, it's a valet.
Yeah, but I mean...
The Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah.
You never know. It's a magical place. We have air for tires.
Yeah. Usually people come there with probably chauffeurs or something. So
and he did it so quickly. Like it was like 5 minutes, not even.
Really?
Oh. So it must have been somewhere just really close.
Yeah. There's no gas stations around there, though.
There's one on Cannon.
Yeah.
Which is right around the block.
Yeah, down from there, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, it's a nice hotel, though. They filmed quite a few films there.
Definitely. It's beautiful. You know? Really beautiful.
Yeah.
Food was just okay.
Yeah. I can't imagine how much it costs to stay there, you know?
Yeah.
Probably a lot of money.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, well. Let's see some things in the news. This I can't believe. I guess this video went viral. In Georgia, this woman attacked another woman at Little Caesars, which is like a restaurant, I guess.
Mm.
I don't know what
it is.
Little
Caesars Pizza?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a pizza place.
Oh, okay.
It's like a Domino's.
Right. That's what I thought, yeah. So one woman beat up the other, pulled her by the hair. The woman that's being beat up, her little girl is crying, trying to grab her mom. And the assaulting woman pulled her by the hair outside and just stomped on her face and shit. I mean, she left her face like totally bloody and stuff.
Oh, my God.
And if you see this, you go, what the fuck? And nobody jumped in to help.
Yeah.
You know, people take video and they stand by. They don't do anything.
I know.
You know, and how is that possible that you have employees there and they don't do anything? You know, I mean, that's like, I mean, you watch this and your blood boils.
There's a lot of episodes on Black Mirror about this, about things happening to people and everyone just standing there filming it and doing nothing.
Yeah, Black Mirror is a pretty, what would I say? It's like too close. It hits too close to home, right?
They nailed it with that show.
Yeah.
Truly.
They really have. In fact, after a couple of episodes, I couldn't watch it anymore. It was too real for me.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
you know.
Man, I love that shit.
I mean,
shit.
All the shit that people get into and stuff, you know, because it's so real.
Yeah.
So real, you know. They had this one episode where people were rating each other. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Like with, what's her name? Ron Howard's daughter. What's her name? The redheaded one.
I don't remember.
Bryce Howard.
Mm.
And that was a series which reminded me of like the way people rate like business establishments and shit like that, you know? Like on Yelp or something.
They were like
rating
them like from dating.
Right.
Yeah.
And people had like numbers from 0 to 5 or something. And then there was this one case in the show where this woman's girlfriend was getting married, but then her reviews went down, so she uninvited her to the wedding.
Yeah,
because she wouldn't be as privileged, I guess, as the others.
That's so crazy,
right?
Yeah. Jeez. Yikes.
See, that's when I said, fuck this shit, you know?
Yeah. It's a wild show. It's a really wild show.
I know. They've had a lot of episodes, right? Like the British ones and now the American ones and stuff. How many seasons did it have?
I think there's like four or something.
Four seasons. Wow, maybe. That's a lot of shows.
Yeah. I love it, though.
Do you?
Yeah. Really, really gets me.
I know. So this video goes viral. Everybody's going crazy about this, and I'm like, I can't believe this. And somebody shouts, "Move the baby, move the baby." That sort of got caught in the middle.
Sure.
Nobody's doing anything, man.
Are you on the Citizen app?
No.
You should get the Citizen app. There's wild stuff that happens there all the time. Like a woman got stabbed with a screwdriver yesterday, and.
Really?
There's always people with machetes. There was a naked woman armed with an axe. She was swinging an axe around.
Wow.
There's a lot of wild stuff.
Here in LA.
Yeah,
huh?
Definitely.
Yeah. So that's the app that tells you where there's crimes around you and stuff?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I think I saw like a screen capture of it somewhere. And I'm like, wow, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Shit, like around here there's stuff going on.
Oh, everywhere.
All the time.
Everywhere. I see machetes on there like twice a week.
Really?
Stuff about machete. Everyone in LA has got a machete. I don't know what it is. Like everyone's got a machete.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell is that about?
It's wild. It's the wild, wild west.
It really is, you know?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my mom's like, those kooky people out there. I'm like, Mom, I lived in New York City.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like people were like throwing shit on the street.
Yeah.
Like actual shit.
Right. In fact, last week there was an attack in Times Square and nobody did anything. People just stood
didn't.
By.
Yeah.
You know?
I've seen people get hit by cars and no one does anything.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. I was like, somebody, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So, a lot of controversial shit. I don't know where to start or if I even want to, but. You know, the Israel-Palestinian thing is at the top of the news.
Mm.
And a lot of anti-Israel sentiment as always.
So much.
You know, it's unbelievable. People not even knowing the history, not understanding the basic thing. And that is, well, first of all, I watched something interesting that was saying how the strong side is always considered as the perpetrator, the evil one, and the weak people are considered the right ones, you know, on the right.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case, you know. The point is this, look, there's an issue there with the Palestinians, there's no question about it, you know. There's a lot of history there. But when their military, which is a terrorist group, throws rockets, and I mean over 3,000 rockets into, you know, like... urban areas.
Sure.
You know, what are you supposed to do? You know,
yeah.
What did they expect Israel to just sit there and take it? I mean, without the Iron Dome, which is, are you familiar with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. For those who don't, that's a missile system that Israel has developed to shoot down rockets.
Yeah.
And other missiles.
They've shot down, like, what was it, hundreds?
Thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they shot, like, by now, probably 3,500 rockets. Just imagine if there was no Iron Dome. If they were not taking down those rockets.
It would be obliterated.
Right. I mean, you're talking about tens of thousands of people dying, probably, if not more.
All this whole structure of the cities,
right?
Everything.
I mean, it would be like a total disaster.
Yeah.
So, you know, so, and Israel by necessity has to constantly be two steps ahead of the enemy, you know. So they developed this thing, which is a defensive weapon, and people are still complaining, you know. So the thing is this, look, on the Palestinian side, there's dead people, and I think everybody empathizes with that. Even Israelis don't want to see that, you know, as opposed to what some people think. In Judaism, you're not supposed to rejoice in someone's death. Sure. Doesn't matter who it is.
Sure.
So Israelis don't want to see that. And also, just imagine with the force that Israel has and how much they bomb there, that you would think there'd be like tens of thousands of dead people. But there's only a couple hundred because Israel is surgical in what it's doing. They're targeting, there's like tunnel systems. What did it say? 60 miles worth of tunnels under Gaza. And this is all underneath civilians.
Sure.
You know? So again, what are you supposed to do? You know, I mean, you're under an existential threat at all times. And people are starting to say, well, Israel this and Israel that. But the bottom line is,
people are always very quick to blame Israel.
Right, you know, and this is like blatant anti-Semitism that still lives till today, whereas people don't even know why they hate Jews. They just do,
Yeah. You
know. And that's unfortunate. I mean, that's terrible. And to see people in the United States doing this, and then you have even people that are like self-hating Jews, like Bernie Sanders, totally criticizing, you know? It's like, what the fuck? Just shut up, man, you know? I mean, if you have like conflicting feelings about it, but he doesn't. He's totally anti-Israel, and he has been. So again, we're like divided. It's like everything divides us here in this country. You know, it's like I'm saying, there's like two different countries here.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I feel like the people of America couldn't be more on different pages about everything.
It's true.
You know?
And, you know, I mean, thankfully, the government of Biden has not really interfered. They supported Israel's right to defend itself. But they are pushing for ceasefire, which Israel is not ready for. They're like, we've got to degrade them so they can't continue doing this.
Yeah.
You know, because, and look, whatever is done to them, they're still shooting rockets. That's how entrenched they are in what they're doing. Most of the weapons come from Iran and
Israel's weapons?
No. Hamas. Yeah. Iran wants to destroy Israel more than anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, they're developing nuclear bombs in order to do that. That's why the Israelis always send somebody to sabotage or delay whatever they're doing there. You know, they're taking down like a general, an Iranian general. Nobody admitted it was the Israelis, but it's pretty much it, you know.
Yeah.
They take out scientists, you know, that are like at the head of this program, anything to stop it. Because think about it, Jen, if they have the nuclear bomb, they're going to use it.
Yeah, what else they're going to use it?
Yeah, you know, they hate Israel so much. And there's no even common borders. You know, it's not like they're not an Arab country. They're a Muslim country.
Mm.
But where does this hatred come from? You know, I mean,
I grew up in a house where my mom's always, whenever war came up, my mom's like, although she and I both fully understand, like, why, you know, these people are doing, like, what, it's all a control thing. But it's like, you're over there, we're over here, let's just leave each other alone.
Right.
You know, like, I don't understand why people can't just move on with their lives.
Right.
Go focus on something else.
Right. You know, I mean, look.
Focus on how your people are living in your country.
Exactly. You know, the Palestinians get money from all over the world, you know, grants and shit like that. Where does the money go? It goes into bombs, you know. I mean, the government doesn't. Why are people so poor there? It's definitely not because of Israel, the way they blame it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have like how many tens of thousands working in Israel? They get, I think I heard 70 trucks a day, or I don't know how many, supplies and shit like that, yeah. You know?
The people in charge are just barbaric.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they take all the money and everything. And then, because to them it's more important to destroy Israel That's the bottom line, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not about land. I'm telling you, the land is so limited. I mean, if you see how much land all the Arab countries have, and Israel's
so tiny. Israel's the size of New Jersey, pretty right? Much.
You know, and yet everybody wants to destroy it. Like, why? You know,
leave
why?
It alone.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's plenty of land, so it's not land, you know. This Hamas leader came out and said, people and encouraged citizens to come out, get knives, and decapitate Israeli citizens. You know, it's like right there, and people listen to that shit. You know, kids listen to it, and all that stuff. And it's like, what do you hope to accomplish by this? You know,
yeah.
They put their bases and their supplies among civilians, innocent civilians, because they use them as human shields. I mean, who does that? You know, who does that? So there's a lot of things wrong there, you know, and I don't know what to say other than, you know, there's got to be, I don't know what kind of settlement there will be. I mean, they were offered their own state 5 times and they rejected it every time, and they started like attacking and the Intifada and all this shit when they weren't interested in their own state,
sure.
You know, to show that they're strong and all that. But I don't understand it. You know, it's like they don't, to them it's not enough to get their land. They want Tel Aviv. They want, you know, all the other places in Israel. You know, it's like not enough for them. They want to push the Jews to the sea. All this stuff is like very well documented, you know.
Yeah.
And all I can tell you is this. When I was growing up in Israel as a child, there was never any hatred towards the Arabs. There was fear from them because, I mean, I remember at 7 years old, we had to go to the bomb shelters and shit because bombs were falling around us. And that was the trauma we went through, you know. But I don't recall ever Israelis being like hateful to Arabs, you know. It's always about defending yourself, you know.
Sure.
And just imagine if Israel were not as advanced as they are militarily, we would have been gone a long time ago, you know.
I mean, they've had to.
It's as though the Holocaust never happened, you know. I mean, after 6 million people are gone, don't you think they deserve a country of their own, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the amazing thing. Although I was encouraged by some countries that actually supported Israel this time, which is quite unusual. It doesn't happen very much.
What countries?
In Europe, like Czechoslovakia, I think, and I saw a couple of other places. I can't even remember. But it's not that many, but some have raised the Israeli flag and things like that. So,
what do you think is the biggest issue? Why are countries so anti-Israel?
It's, Jen, it boils down to anti-Semitism, which is a hatred of Jews that has existed since the beginning of time, you know? I mean, Jews have been persecuted everywhere they've been, you know, and like in Russia and Poland, and that was like centuries before World War II, you know. So it always existed, and there's no explanation to this hatred. That's why when you ask me why, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah,
you know, they probably don't know. You know, I mean, if there wasn't the Palestinian issue, they would find something else, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing is this, is that people blame Israel for taking territory and shit like this. If you learn history, you realize nobody took anybody's land. You know, it was, a lot of it was bought. Many Arabs, the short version of it was the day Israel announced its independence after the UN actually partitioned and said, here, this is where the Jews are going to live, this is where the Arabs are going to live, the Arabs didn't accept that. Like, they never accept anything. And so they opened a war and this young country, they just declared itself independent. Some 17, 20 countries. Can you imagine a country that doesn't even have military yet or anything? And Israel prevailed, you know. But during that time, Arab leaders called the Arabs in Israel to leave and to flee. Mm. So they left a lot of shit there. And, you know, I don't know. With war, it's like you push your enemy and that's it, you know. And especially when Israel did not have any, like, form of a buffer, you know.
Sure.
There was, like, hills and the Jordanians were up on the hills shooting down Israelis, you know. I mean, it's like... And you're surrounded by so many countries that want to destroy you. What are you supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? So a lot of controversy, but at least I know my history and I'm confident that I know what I'm talking about. You know, many people don't understand that. They get on social media, they badmouth, they attack. Last night I saw a video of a few Palestinians that live here. They were on Pico Boulevard or something, passed by a sushi restaurant, and they asked who was Jewish here, and started an altercation with some people that were eating sushi. And that's unacceptable to me. You know, that's
that should,
like,
be unacceptable.
You know, in America, you know, I mean, you come
in
here.
In LA.
Right. You know, I mean, you come to this country, shut up, you know, I mean, just behave. You know, but they bring their shit with them, and it's pretty sad, you know, pretty sad shit. But I don't know. It's like I ask myself, what has any Arab country contributed to the world in the past 100 years, 200 years, you know? Israel has contributed technology and agriculture and medicine, science, I mean, just about everything, you know? Because they focus on education, they focus on positive things, you know. When you focus on hatred and war, that's what you're gonna get, you know. And so that's my two cents about this shit. A couple things.
Yeah, I was just gonna say my heart goes out to everyone in Israel and everyone.
Yeah, even the civilians in Palestine, you know.
Them,
like, there is no such thing as Palestine, but they call themselves Palestinians. But
all the civilians there who, you know, probably also just want peace, like.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you see the average family and stuff, I don't know what their feelings are, but they don't act on hatred, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure they're just trying to live their lives.
Right, and you always have radicals on every side, you know?
Yeah, that, of course.
They do shit, but it's... But they elected Hamas, and they're the ones that are bringing up all the problems on them, but they don't see it. Yeah.
The state of the world.
Demi Lovato, did you hear she came out as a non-binary?
I think I did hear that.
Yeah. They revealed it on the podcast that she has. And so now it's like she won't be referred to as she. So even in the article, they refer to her as they. Which to me, it's ridiculous. Why do you have to change your way of talking if somebody else is changing the rules? You know, I mean, I identify as non-binary. That's fine, you know, but I'm not going to refer to you as they because it's confusing to me.
I don't know, the world's changing in that department, and I think more people are getting used to just saying, like, they. We're in a transitional period, and I think as time passes, people get more comfortable with it.
Well, yeah, some people, but you know, I mean, it's ridiculous, this cancel culture that is like,
I don't think that's cancel culture.
Why? I mean, that's like canceling male and female, you know?
It's not canceling male and female. That's just saying I don't want to subscribe to male and female. There's always going to be males and females.
Well, but saying I don't want to subscribe is pretty much canceling it, don't you think?
Not at all. That's like having brown hair and then bleaching your hair and now you call yourself blonde. I mean, at the root of it, you're still a brunette, but now you're walking around with blonde hair.
But you are a blonde. But
you're not canceling having brunette. You're just saying I'm not having brunette.
Right, right. But if someone wants to call you blonde, they can call you blonde and you don't have to be offended by it, you know? It's just that that's what they think, you're blonde, you know? Yeah. But it's just that it's... people. I think people are just changing. They want to change things for the majority of people, you know? I mean, these are like... these are individuals that want to change everybody and the way that they behave, you know? And
I think that's extreme. I don't think she's trying to change everybody
or the
majority.
But she's telling people to call her a certain way, which is inaccurate and unusual, you know? Oh, she's not a they. She's not. She's only one person.
She's trying something out.
Yeah. Well, I understand that.
Just let her do it. I don't think this is the hill to die on.
No. Definitely not my battle, you know? But I just thought it's interesting how, she suffered 3 strokes. Did you know that? And a heart attack.
She's had a lot of health
and organ failure. So she got hooked on drugs and everything.
Yeah, she's recovering. Right? She also has a recovering eating disorder.
Wow.
Yeah, she's...
So she's got problems.
She's definitely done a number on her body for sure, and I think she's working towards recovering all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I didn't realize that, but she skyrocketed to fame as a Disney star in 2007, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Roles in Camp Rock and Sunny with a Chance. Hmm, that's interesting. I didn't know where she came from, really.
Yeah, my friend used to watch her on Disney when we were... kids.
Oh, really?
Well, we were a little old for Disney, but she was still watching Disney.
I know. I love Disney, man. There's a lot of great things about it, you know?
For sure.
You know, and yeah. I remember when my kids were growing up, I enjoyed watching the movies, you know?
Yeah, Disney's got a lot of really great stuff.
Right. Yeah. But now they're canceling shit, too. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
World's changing.
The world is really changing, you know? Oh, well, we better get used to it, you know?
I'll take cancel culture and changing pronouns and none of that bothers me. If people want to be called that, call yourself whatever you feel like. Doesn't bother me. I would prefer that we all just go by our chromosomes. You know what I mean? I think that would be the easiest way.
What does that mean?
Meaning like you're a male, so you're XY, and I'm a female, I'm XX. So when people say, you know, what is your chromosome? Instead of like, what's your gender? Just say, what are your chromosomes? And then you just circle what your chromosomes are.
Right.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
You know, just call me by my chromosome.
That's an idea.
That sounds like it would be like a parody song, like talking about.
What are you? Are you like an XX or an XY, you know?
Yeah, totally. Like
people would.
Yeah, I think that simplifies it, you know, that way, like you it solves the issue of like, you know, in a medical setting, what you were born as, you know, and that way, like, you know, you're like, if you came in and you circled XX, then I would know you were born a woman and now you identify as a man.
Hmm.
You know, I think it solves everything. Me for president, okay?
So what's the difference between sex and gender?
Sex is your chromosome, pretty much. It's what your genitals are. And then gender is what gender roles, like men make money, men get the job, women stay at home, women are in the kitchen, da 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 da, like all that kind of stuff. And I know that those things have definitely changed over the past 50 years, but gender is more what societal roles deem you to be.
But I thought people decide their own gender, don't they?
That's exactly what she's doing.
Right.
She's deciding that her gender is
right. So
neither. She doesn't want any societal roles on her.
Right, right. But gender is, I mean, sometimes it contradicts the sex, right? So
yeah.
Someone will say, well, I was born a woman, but I'm actually a man.
Mm. Like,
So it's like what you define yourself as? Is that?
Pretty much. Pretty much, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay. I mean, that's fine, you know, but you can't go and expect 7 million people to change their minds, or billion people to change their minds about how people perceive men and women. You know?
I mean, you've called Caitlyn Jenner her. She's transitioned to a woman, and you've accepted that.
Not really, but I mean, I do it because it's funny. Yesterday I saw a roast with her in there. Mm. And
how did that go?
That was funny as hell, man.
Who roasted her?
No, they weren't roasting her. They were roasting... Was she part of roasting someone else? It was Alec Baldwin, I think. Okay.
Oh, that's a good roast.
Yeah. So, but they all roast each other too, you know?
Sure.
So they're like, after Bruce became Caitlyn Jenner, it's clear that the Kardashian family doesn't want any non-black cocks.
Oh my gosh.
So that was crazy. I mean, they say some amazing things.
They
know?
Do.
Sometimes you just don't believe it.
Yeah, like you can't even believe that they just said it. You're like, oh my gosh.
Oh man, that's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for today, Jen.
You said we're off Friday?
Yeah, we're off Friday. Pretty much Monday we'll be back. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't see a reason why not. We're going to be moving to our studios.
Ooh.
So, yeah, Friday we'll be off. But,
so excited.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm really excited, you know, to have the station back.
Yeah.
It's my baby, you know?
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm happy for the show.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.